Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Monday morning, all. We are the Jux, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network on the television side. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Jux. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, it's very simple. You go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. You can do that today. It looks like we've got a two-man Jux show.
Looks like
at this point, it's Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Sitting across
from
me.
What's up?
And it's your pal Cakes at Money Metal Cakes at Cake Swaps on your Instagram on this post Father's Day Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Hope all is well.
Well, we knew JP was taking the week off. I didn't know Eric was taking the week off.
I had no idea that he was off either. So I guess we'll.
Didn't Drabby send a text with all the schedules out,
off? We filled that in.
I don't believe Bickles
this
had.
This past week, I believe.
I don't believe Bickle had this week off.
No, he didn't plan for the road closures.
Well, that means we'll be buying. Someone's buying breakfast. We're going to be heartily fed. Later today.
We were talking about that on Friday.
The road closures have been tilting me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess they really started on Wednesday or Thursday last week.
Right.
Okay, yeah. I thought that they'd be all done today.
Right. Uh-huh. Right.
They're pwning my commute.
What's the major road that's closed that's killing you?
I get off the exit for Independence Avenue.
I think
66 all the way in.
Yep.
And they got a car. Blocking
it right there. Yep.
Well, not just the exit. You get off the exit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then where I merge onto, it's blocked. So I got to go do a U-turn. I had to go back into Virginia.
Oh.
I went on the GW Parkway back into Virginia up 395.
Uh-huh.
Added 15 minutes to my commute.
I know nothing about civic planning and planning for an event of the magnitude of celebrating the Army's 250th birthday, but I would think if that happened on Saturday, all of the road closure should have been lifted and taken care of by midday Sunday.
At
the latest.
Very good point, Cakes. I would think so.
I mean, maybe I should be a consultant. Maybe I should be hired.
You would think that, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of tanks and a lot of structures and staging and all that they have to take down.
Okay, yeah. That's a fair point.
There might have been a lot of stuff, true.
That's a fair pushback.
But they should have planned for that because they've been planning for this celebration, this parade. They should have planned for the fact that they were going to have the roads open on Monday for commuters.
You have some people pulling some OT on Sunday to make sure the roads are ready on Monday.
Well, wow. Here's the thing about Bickle is that he loves to give JP a hard time about not giving enough time for road closures and all that. But Bickle used to get here at like 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
No. I don't know what happened.
Now he gets here at 3 of.
He's almost barely beats JP. And it's been this way for like a year.
Yeah.
You know, he says he does his prep at home now, but he's pushing it.
Right.
He
walks in here 1 minute before JP does every show.
Yeah.
I've noticed that is that he used to get in around 5:30 and then started getting a little bit later, a little bit later, a little bit later.
Uh-huh.
And he's by the skin of his teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
I just like, personally, I like having a little time to get my computer set up, go get my coffee, go do what I have to do, hang out with the boys behind the glass for a couple minutes, chop it up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like walking in here like 5 minutes or even 10 minutes. Like if I walk in here 10 minutes before the show starts, I feel flustered.
Oh, yeah.
I just feel like I'm out of my routine.
I usually get in about 10 of.
Yeah.
Right, Drabby? I'm going to get about 5, 10 of. No,
you've always been pretty consistent.
About 10 of.
Yeah.
But don't you like sit in your car for like 20 minutes?
Well, not that long.
Ponder life.
Yeah. I do. This is what I do. I just park on this. I don't go right to the hotel where we park, the Homewood. I go a couple blocks away.
I've seen your move. When I used to park at Homewood, I would see you drive by me at times and go down the next block.
Well, this is the weirdest thing.
Then I get on my phone.
Okay.
I pull off to the side, then I get on my phone and I check texts from the night before, emails.
Okay.
Check the top stories, check the scores. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to get my mind right.
Trying to get your bearings
instead
straight.
Of coming right in. I don't know. That's just the way I do it. I usually get to my spot about 20 of, and okay. I get into the studio around 10 of.
Got it.
That's just the way I do it. LDs, I don't know what to tell you, man. Cut from a different cloth.
I can't imagine just sitting in the car.
Yeah. Sometimes I do just sit there and stare and just
stare off
life.
Into the distance.
Yeah. The only time I would do that is in the winter. Like if it's super cold out, mm-hmm. the car's nice and toasty.
Yeah.
And I don't want to leave it.
You don't want to get out. Yeah.
But just sitting around.
I just did that today. I just parked on the side of the street and just pondered life and checked my phone.
Yep. So how was your Father's Day, Jason? Was it a good one?
It was standard.
Good times?
It was standard.
Okay, just hang with the fam.
I don't do much. I like to watch.
Keep it nice and low key.
I like to watch the U.S. Open.
Mm-hmm.
And we had pupitella for dinner.
Ah, very good.
So usually I like to grill out.
Sure.
But, you know, the weather wasn't great. Mm-hmm. My wife wasn't feeling it. So I said, well, all right, well, let's go to pupitella, pick up some Zaz. Some meatballs.
Very good.
So I went and got that and brought it back, and then we had that. My wife made a salad. My daughter made a tomato mott salad. It was very good.
Oh, so good. Sounds delicious.
Just watched the U.S. Open until, you know, through a couple rain delays until about 8:10.
Very good. JJ Spahn takes it down.
Finally went to sleep. Yes.
Valdez, can you update me? I have not yet checked all of the numerous bets that we made heading into the weekend. All of the miscut bets and who's going to shoot what bets. I don't know. Is my account felted? Did I make any money? I have no idea.
Well,
I know that Rory boned me. By making the cut. I mean, that was a dagger right to the heart when I saw that.
No.
I was like, that's 25 bucks down the drain.
What did he birdie? Did he birdie 15 and 18 on Friday to make the cut?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought for sure he was
played like butt up until then.
He just ripped my heart out. Yeah. That guy.
I mean, he was so pissed too.
I think I'm in the red from those bets. But
I think
it's okay.
So.
It's okay. I'll find a way to scratch and claw and make it back somehow. It's all good.
My favorite bet of under the winner total being 278.5.
Yeah.
Which means the winner has to come in at 2 under or better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not good.
Not good.
I think I lost every bet.
Right, because the winner was at 1 under.
Yeah. I have to go just look at the losses. Look at the L's.
And
sometimes that's the way it works.
And if it wasn't for Spahn just having two perfect drives on 17 and 18, it might have been even worse than that.
Right.
It might have gone to the playoff.
Stupid Oakmont that they trick up to make it possible.
Well, I mean, the course was absurd. And then once the rain came,
mm-hmm.
if you were in the rough at any point on Sunday, you were dead.
Yeah, it's over.
I mean, you saw how many guys just struggled. Some guys took 3 shots to get out of the rough.
Mm-hmm.
That's how brutal it was.
If you're in the fairway, you struggled.
That's true.
Sam Burns. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
His ball is in a puddle.
I know.
In the fairway. And they said, no, you got to go hit it like this.
Yeah. He was so pissed.
I don't understand it. I would have been pissed too.
Yeah.
What's the point of the rule?
He goes, did you hear him say that's effing ridiculous?
No.
He said that afterwards.
Well,
after he hit the ball way left into the rough. And then I think he ended up double bogeying that hole. But yeah, it was, I mean, the course, obviously, a U.S. Open course is going to be brutal. And then you add the rain and the fact that there was puddles on the fairway and the ball wasn't going anywhere after the rain delay. It was nearly impossible.
Also, what the USGA does, what the PGA doesn't do, is that they make you play everything down.
Yes.
So it's different than
No lift, place, and clean.
Yeah.
Nope. No, can't do that.
No preferred lies.
Got to hit those mud balls.
Yes.
As they lie.
Well, the fact that Spahn finished the week 1 under considering how difficult the course was and the rain delays and everything. It's kind of crazy. But he's the U.S. Open champ. And how'd you guys feel about, especially Valdez, since I know you watched a lot of it, how did you feel about the final round, the rain delays? Some of the, you know, the bigger names weren't really there. I know Rahm came in at 4 over, but he really didn't have a shot. Scheffler had a couple opportunities, but your bigger names weren't there, I mean, besides Hovland.
I thought it was electric.
Yeah, I actually liked it too. I was rooting for Adam Scott until, I like Sam Burns too, but I was definitely rooting for Scott. But then after those guys were eliminated, you know, basically on the 15th hole,
I was rooting for Scott. I was rooting for Scott because I thought that would be a good story. Plus, I feel like he should have more than one major.
Mm-hmm.
I was anti Sam Burns. I hate Sam Burns.
How come?
Why do you hate because he's Scotty's lackey.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So basically, Scotty whines and cries to get his buddy on the Ryder Cup team all the time. So not a big Sam Burns.
He's
guy.
A charity case, Sam Burns.
But I know everyone thinks like JJ Spahn's a joke, but he was in a playoff with Rory at the Sawgrass. Players. Earlier this year,
he went from,
and this is what I like, is that he was Data Golf's like 164th ranked player this time last season. Now he's 25th.
Yep.
So I just like the idea that this guy really elevated his game to the next level.
Yeah. Well, a few years ago, Kevin Kisner talked about it. I mean, Spahn was in a bad spot mentally about his game. And Kisner just took him aside in the locker room after an event and said, bro, come on, you're a good player. Get it together. Stay confident. And then Spahn's caddy apparently came up to Kevin Kisner and said, thanks a lot for doing that, man, because he needed it. But he was he's got a lot of talent. A lot of talent. And I felt great for him, man. I feel really great for him.
Great ball striker.
Hell yeah, man. It's a good story.
He's definitely a short king, too.
Yeah,
oh, he is.
Oh my God!
How tall
he
is JJ Spahn?
He might be 5'4".
5'4".
I mean, no, he's
bigger than 5'4".
I'm going to say 5'9", but 5'10".
He's tiny. There's no way he's 5'9".
Wikipedia says 5'8", but those always add an inch or two.
Okay, so he's 5'6". He's like 5'6" and a half.
He's very short. It's hard to imagine a male 5'6", but well, I mean, I know they're out there.
Some he stands next there. To a couple of them. Yeah.
Hey, I'm at least
even Cakes is tiny.
I'm at least 5'7". Maybe.
Aren't you 5'8"? Aren't you 5'8"?
The last time I got officially measured, it might have been like 5'7¾". But right. I'll take 5'8".
I'll round up.
5'8" is. I'll go with 5'8".
No, but Spahn, that's a career changer.
Absolutely. Totally.
I mean, he's always going to make plenty of money, and he's won one other time on tour, but he's always going to make cuts and make money. But in terms of what you do for your career, that is a career changer.
Majors winner just totally elevates you.
It really is. It's kind of a life changer.
We haven't had a guy just rise out of nowhere lately with the majors. It's always been like the big guns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Scotty, Rory, Xander, Bryson. Yeah.
It's good to see some fresh blood in there.
I kind of like it.
Not bad.
Also, very underrated trophy. Not just the
pretty
trophy.
Pretty good one. It's pretty solid.
But you get a medal, too.
Oh, you also get a medal?
Oh, yeah. It's silly.
That is pretty good.
J.J. Spahn's walking around on the Golf Channel with a medal hanging down.
It's got to be a gold medal, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like real gold, gold-plated? Like, do we know the details?
I don't know the carrot.
All right, Valdez, get on
that.
Get on that during the break.
I'm going to guess it's real gold, but who knows?
Yeah. All right, coming up next, we'll get into the sports page, talk NBA Finals. Otani is back pitching again and more. And coming up later, we'll do more U.S. Open with Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel. He'll join the Junks coming up at 8 o'clock.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're on the fan. Coming up at 6:45, I will give my Father's Day / Warped Tour recap. So we'll do that in about 25 minutes.
And when was that?
I was busy all weekend.
When was the Warped Tour? Was that Saturday?
It was Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, you went
the entire weekend.
Oh, you went to both?
Yes, Ricky. I went to both.
Wow.
2-day event.
It's crazy.
My ears are definitely ringing.
Mr. Bickle's here.
Mr. Bickle made it.
What's up?
Good to see you.
Very annoying. I was just driving in, and all of a sudden the road closed, and I was like, okay.
Man,
just go to Matt.
Mr. Bickle.
Actually, yeah. And then the maps kept taking me to the same place over and over. It wasn't picking up the road closure.
Oh,
so then I finally
went
to.
That's why you got to go to Waze.
So then I went to Waze, and Waze took me all the way out to 66 to 695 to 39, and it just had no shot.
When did you know? When did it dawn on you that you were like, "Well, I'm definitely gonna miss the beginning of the show. I'm not gonna make it."
When I put it into the maps, and maps just made me do a U-turn and go right back kind of where I came. And it had like red and white stuff, but it wasn't processing. Hello?
Closed.
It wasn't processing. It's closed.
Yeah.
You know, which is weird because I got here Friday, the day before the parade.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
Right.
2 days after the parade, same route. Problems.
Yeah, I didn't understand it either. Yeah.
Problems.
I mean, I was driving home, I think, on Friday, and I saw 8 dump trucks lined up across like the exit to get to Main Avenue off of whatever 95 it is. I can never keep it straight, 295 or 395.
Uh-huh.
And I said, traffic this weekend's going to be a debacle just by seeing that.
Yeah.
Just by I saw what was happening and said, don't want to be anywhere near this over the weekend.
Well, remember, I was going to go to the Nats game on Saturday
because
they moved the game up from 4-1 because of the parade. Well, and we talked about it.
You would have seen another loser, apparently.
Another loser. No. That's all they do is lose. Now they get the Rockies for 4.
Well, that doesn't mean anything because they were probably saying we get the Marlins.
I know. Because the Marlins had just been swept by the Rockies.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, well, forget about it. I mean, I lost some money this weekend on the Nats.
Right.
Anyway, that's another story.
We'll get fully more into the Nats at 7 o'clock.
But I said, you know what? We had a grad party as well at 1 o'clock on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. You go to so many grad parties.
You're going to go bust, though. I think we're done.
You think you're done?
I think we're done with the grad
party. You better schedule an appearance or 5 pay for all these grad parties.
Pay for all the checks, you're right.
But my wife said, we can't miss the grad party. Can we go to the game early and just see batting practice? And then
she really just wanted to go and hang out.
She just wanted to sit in the seats to see, you know, be close to the field.
Understood. Okay.
Maybe see an inning or two.
It is fun.
And I said,
have a drink.
Let's do another one.
I'm going to do it in August, but who knows?
Yeah, because it won't be hot in August.
I know. It won't. Late August.
Yeah.
But
it'll be a night game.
But maybe we won't.
Night game. Oh, you
no, it's
do
a Saturday.
You have to do Saturday.
I think I'm pretty sure it's a 1 o'clock game.
Right.
But I said, no, we're not doing that. I'm not going to battle traffic down there and then rush back to Virginia to get to this grad party.
Yeah.
Because if we got to the grad party late, the hosts would have been pissed at us because that's just the way they are. So we I bailed. I bailed.
Bailed on the Nats.
I bailed on the Nats, which I'm fine with.
It's okay.
Yeah,
you can go to another game. They have a bunch of them.
They got plenty of games.
Plenty of games.
Yeah, but the next game available with those front row seats was August 30th.
Well, that's pretty late in the season.
I know.
That's basically football season.
So, of course.
I mean, that's definitely.
It's Labor Day weekend. It's college football everywhere. It's not the NFL yet. It's college.
So you're going to miss like a primo college football game to go see the Nats.
I'm gonna try and get out of
it. I know what you're gonna do. You're gonna try to weasel your way out. I know you.
But yeah, I didn't have to deal with the traffic like you did this.
So did you guys talk about US Open?
We did.
Yeah.
But you know, you can give us your thoughts.
No, I mean, I'm sure I have the exact same as everybody else. It was incredible. Mm-hmm. The JJ Spawn's resiliency was unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, they got what they wanted, and I will say they did give us drama. So they do have that.
Definitely some drama.
I don't love just watching guys hack balls out of the rough and just hit good balls that, you know, because maybe it doesn't get quite up the false front, goes down 100 yards in front of the green and maybe roll into the rock. Like, I just think it's ridiculous. I know for a fact, I think Bryson went on record and said that an amateur wouldn't break 200 on the course. He probably said it out of anger.
Uh-huh.
I think I would fall into that category. I don't think I could break 200 on those courses. I think they're brutal.
They
the
are
way
brutal.
They're set up.
But if the ball was hitting to the rough and you couldn't find it and you had to take a penalty shot every time, yeah, you probably won't. But,
well, that's but if for someone's sure, because we don't have 100,000 people to help us find
right,
a ball.
But if someone's going to flag it, or if you just say, all right, the ball went here, I'm just going to take a free drop.
You mean the 20-second flyby on your cart isn't going to find the ball in that rough? you're looking out the side of your cart as you're zooming by.
Well, first of all, I walk.
Or slowing down.
First of all, I walk.
Right.
And it would take me forever to get there, and it just, yeah, it would be a nightmare.
Yeah,
I would never do it.
I was telling my buddies I'd love to play from the tips with that rough.
You would?
Just to see what I would score.
I think I would quit.
I mean, it would be the longest day in history, but I would just.
The worst day ever.
Just to see what I would score.
I mean, those guys look miserable. Did you see what?
They know going into it, it's going to be brutal.
What's the guy's name who kicked the lockers? They showed Wyndham Clark.
Oh, yeah.
Wyndham Clark did something, I can't remember, Quail Hollow. Remember he did something there? He had to apologize for his behavior.
He's a boorish golfer.
He threw his club, and it almost hit a marshal.
Right, right. So this one, how about this? You know, in these locker rooms, he went in there and he kicked in their iconic lockers, which are the member lockers. I mean, what a douche move.
Well, they're definitely going to send him a bill for that.
Huge bill.
Yeah.
They should probably they should probably suspend him. And I don't, Valdez called Rory. You know, I didn't realize Rory was going through all of this. I hate golf. I just want to get through it in 4 hours. But now he played a good Sunday round. But yeah. I think that leading into the fourth round, did you see he was interviewing? They go, what do you hope to get out of your final round? He goes, I just hope I get in under 4 hours so I can get the F out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, what a douche.
He also declined media.
Yeah, he declined media all the time. I know. So, you know, went from being a media darling to now a media douchebag.
No.
I mean, really?
He's got a lot of demons
like, dude,
right
you
now.
Just won the Masters. You just completed career grad sim. Now it's over. You just quit. I mean, what's going on?
He's just mailing it in.
You're in the prime of your career.
Which is kind of crazy because you would think that he knows he's not going to win the tournament on the back nine on a Sunday. And he goes out there and he birdies four of his final six holes.
He was just firing at every pin because it meant nothing.
I know. There was no pressure.
He even said on Friday when he was right on the cut line and he had to birdie 18, he didn't even care if he birdied it.
It
shows you how good he is.
Believe me, I was hoping he wouldn't because I had money on him missing the cut.
I had money too.
I live bet down the stretch. I live bet Adam Scott at one point and Carlos Ortiz. Both of them just choked it. Down the stretch. I mean, I don't blame them.
Neither of
difficult,
them could. I mean,
difficult
Scott was all over the place.
It was a little bit before. It was early on when I bet him. Yeah. I didn't know he was going to freaking shoot 79.
Hatton, Scott, Burns, not as much more Ortiz, but who else?
They were just all over
McIntyre
the place.
McIntyre was really good.
Yeah. Well, there were a few guys.
But there was
sure.
a few guys that were every single tee shot and every single iron shot was going into the rough or into the bunker, and they were just dead.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought it was great television. Loved it. I know I saw Valdez tweeted, I think on Saturday he watched a ton. I assume, did you watch a ton on Sunday too?
Yeah. It's a lot of golf.
Yeah.
A lot of golf.
And I didn't, I was kind of sad it was over. I'm just, but it is what it is.
Well, our pool, no one won the pool because no one had JJ Spawn.
So we got carry over.
So we're
going to
carry over to the Open, yeah.
And where are they playing the British this year again, Valdez?
Royal Portrush.
Royal Portrush.
That's where Lowry won his, when was that, 2021? 2021?
Mm-hmm. What country is that located in? Can you fill us in?
I'm guessing it's Ireland.
I think it's Ireland. I'm pretty sure it's Ireland.
Okay. I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
They always have this rotation of six or seven courses they typically play over and over and over.
Like Carnoustie, St. Andrews.
Carnoustie, St. Andrews, Royal St. George, Royal Birkdale, Royal Liverpool.
What about Lytham? For somebody, is there Royal Lytham?
Sometimes, yeah.
Come on, your boy. Golfer Cakes knows his Open Championship sites.
My buddy now, you know, my buddy Tom, he had his, he's got a bunch of guys that they all go to Ireland every year now. I don't have any burning desire to do that. They go on these 2-week golf trips, play, you know. I don't know why I don't have a burning desire to do it. My daughter came back last night from Greece and Rome and all that. And as soon as she landed at JFK, of all places, she said, "Man, it's great to be back in the good old US of A."
Back in Los Estados Unidos.
And some of you guys might not like this. Sorry. This is pride. We got American pride over in the Bickle household. She said it's so much better here. She had a fine time.
Right. But glad to be home.
So much better here in the good old United States. Mm. United States of America. Kate.
Very good.
I wonder if Rory's going
to
care.
Have her back.
Rory should care about that one because that's in, it's actually in Northern Ireland.
Ah, okay.
So, and that's where he's from. So correct. I'm just wondering if he's going to care more about the Open than he did in the U.S. Open.
I think he will.
It may have been Kisner, may have been someone else, but he said Rory needs to find a new goal. Like
he definitely does. Apparently,
like he doesn't have a goal, so he has nothing to work towards. He's kind of like floating around.
He's aimless.
Yeah, aimless.
So
aimless
does that Rory. Mean then by extrapolation? That he didn't really care about the other U.S. Opens and British Opens he was playing in because it was all Masters or bust. You kind of could extrapolate that, right?
I would think he would care about the Open Championships because
he's already said that he's super excited or focused on Portrush because that's in Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
He's all locked in on that.
All right,
I think he's given up.
He probably realized
he had no shot at Oakmont because he's not great off the tee and he was going to be in the rough all week long, and he was. But he just got hot on Friday, last couple holes, and he made the cut. But he knew he wasn't going to win.
Mm. I didn't know he was going through such a personal crisis. We'll see. Hopefully he gets it together.
I wonder, is the personal crisis just battling his mental thoughts about the game and his game, or is something going on off the course?
That I don't know.
I think it's a million things. I think he's pissed at the media. I think it's he won the Masters, and like Valdez says, he's trying to find a new motivation. I think there's a lot going on.
Is he still having personal stuff going on, or is that fine?
I mean, who knows?
This is what he said after the round yesterday. Look, I climbed my Everest in April, and I think after you do something like that, you've got to make your way back down and look for another mountain to climb. Mm-hmm. An Open at Portrush is certainly one of those.
All right, good. Well, let's see if he can muster up something, because I'm getting a little tired of that little weasel.
ever since his driver was non-conforming.
He's been very bitter about the way that was reported, the way they didn't leak Scheffler's.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever,
just play with a legal driver. It's very simple.
It's not something that you know. It's like it just wears down. It's not like he did anything illegal.
Yeah,
it just wears down over time. He wasn't trying to cheat.
Yeah, it's not like he's rubbing Vaseline on the face.
But in other words, Cakes, the longer you hit your driver, then the hotter it gets.
Sure,
the hotter it gets.
He has to know that.
Yeah, but he doesn't have his own testing machine. I mean, you know, but every player's in the same boat. He wasn't doing anything nefarious.
Well, I mean, they should have a machine that travels around from spot to spot. You stick your club in and see if it's conforming
or not. They do it randomly.
Okay.
So they do it randomly.
Random testing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was very cool to watch. I mean, rain delays suck. An hour and a half rain delay, and then they start showing, you know.
Although
old
I was
opens.
Watching Tiger, you I was getting
the
back
Tiger
into
Tiger highlights.
How beautiful was that swing he had back in 2008, 2009, whenever that was?
Well, of course, but I don't know. I just because I knew it was going to be a late finish, and it finished at what 8:15 after all the media and the presentations. It was probably later than that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch that. I just watched to the final putt.
I have to admit
that was an unbelievable putt.
Well, he got hooked with having Hovland.
He got a good
Hovland
read.
Hovland gave him the line.
But still, I mean, it was a freaking 80-foot putt.
No, it was sick.
It was unbelievable.
But actually, by Hovland hitting it, this is really geeky. By Hovland hitting it that close, just on the first go-around, I knew he was going to be fine. You know? Because not only was he going to get to read it, it obviously wasn't as difficult as it appeared.
With a huge left or righter.
Yeah. But he read it fine.
But I would have thought the nerves would come in a little bit.
Oh, I would.
Oh, I got to two-putt this to win the Open.
I told my family I would four-putt that. There's a, right. there's a, the chance of me two-putting that to win the U.S. Open are zero.
And then when it got close, I'm thinking, all right, that was a great lag because he's going to be within 3 feet. Oh, wait a minute. He might make it.
Yeah. That was sick. Very cool.
But Spahn started off the day bogey, 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 par, bogey, bogey. So he was 5 over through his first 6 holes.
Yeah.
And then the rain delay came.
Incredible resiliency by him.
Talk about someone who took advantage of the rain delay. Because he birdied four on the back nine. But, yeah, I mean, he wins his first major. He wins $4.3 million. He was ranked 25 in the world coming in. That's going to go up. Game changer with his wife and his two young, beautiful daughters out there. You could see he was crying.
What was his purse takedown for your
He's usually around $4 million, is it? Was it?
Yeah, $4.3 million.
Caddy makes about a half a million.
Very nice. Great day for the caddy.
Caddy's so
pumped. I mean, what a day.
What a day.
I mean, what a year that makes for the caddy.
Yeah. We got hoops tonight, right? That's going to be something to look forward to.
Yeah, you're going to watch game five?
I'll watch a half, see how it's going. Might have to throw a little cash on Indiana.
Throw a little cash on Indiana?
9-point favorites or 9-point dogs, I mean?
Yeah.
9.5.
Going back to Oak City.
That's what my son was telling me.
Obviously, game four in Indiana. OKC outscored the Pacers 31-17 in the fourth. There's been some crazy fourth quarters in this series of teams getting outscored by almost 20. Because the Pacers, I believe, had a 7-point lead.
I mean, the Pacers could have put a stranglehold on the series. Oh, I just feel like if OKC wins it, they're going to look back at that wasted opportunity.
But game four was Friday. Mm-hmm. And I would have thought maybe a game five on Sunday. No, they push it to Monday.
Lag it to Monday.
Yeah, so you will watch?
I'll watch it. I think I'll watch a half. We'll see. If I get bored out of mind and they're just running down there launching, dumb threes.
You're likely to check out.
I might punt. We'll see how it's going.
We'll get to some baseball later with the Nats because they've lost 8 straight. There was a huge trade in Major League Baseball yesterday. Rafael Devers of the Red Sox goes to the Giants for 2 pitchers and 2 prospects. And here's the deal with Devers. Devers signed a huge $315 million contract 2 years ago. And, you know, he's been one of their best hitters, and they rewarded him. And then they realized he's a hack fielder defensively. So they went out and signed Alex Bregman because he's a good hitter but a much better defensive player to put at third base. And they said, all right, Devers, we're going to need you to DH. And he said, no. I'm not doing that. I'm a third baseman. Yeah. Well, you're not that good of a third baseman.
He just politely declined.
But I don't know why they didn't realize that once they signed him to $315 million. But they realized they had to go out and get a better defensive player at the corner, and they did. And then Tristan Costas, who's their first baseman, had a season and an injury. And they said, all right, Rafael, instead of DHing, will you go play first? It's a much easier position to play, even though you've never played it. But, you know, we can work that in. He said, no, I'm not doing that.
So, sounds like a good employee.
So Alex Cora, the manager, Craig Breslow, the GM, and all the players in the clubhouse said, F him. We want him out.
Right.
So they had to trade him. So they traded him for a couple of pitchers. One's not very good, and a couple prospects. The one prospect, I think his name's James Tibbs, the Giants drafted in the first round last year out of Florida State. But they just need – it was kind of more of just getting him out of the clubhouse because the players were getting tired of him, just complaining. And they also get rid of that huge contract, but they're going to have to spend that money somewhere.
Yep.
So Devers goes to the Giants, and the Red Sox just swept the Yankees, shutting down Aaron Judge for the weekend. Shohei Ohtani will get back to the mound tonight. They're playing the Padres. They're saying he might pitch 2 innings, probably just 1. But, of course, he's recovering 21 months after the second repair of his UCL. So he's had 2 of those. But he's back on the hill. He's only going to throw a couple, maybe 1. But there were some big deals going on in Major League Baseball over the weekend. And, of course, we'll talk about the Nats, who have lost 8 straight games.
Yep.
Getting swept by the Marlins.
We'll dive into that deeper coming up at 7 a.m. When we come back, I'll give you the full Cakes Father's Day / Warped Tour recap from the weekend. So we will do that coming up next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So I spent my Father's Day in kind of an unconventional way. I was at the second day of Vans Warped Tour.
I'm guessing you've
for
never,
Father's Day.
You've never, since you've been a dad for 27 years, whatever it is, 28 years, you've never gone to a concert on Father's Day. I'm guessing.
Yeah, I would say that is probably
a first.
Probably a first.
Yeah.
So my family and I, we celebrated Father's Day last weekend because we knew this weekend there was a lot going on. Mm. My wife is in New York with my youngest son to see a Broadway play that one of our friend's son is the understudy to whatever Jonas brother is the lead.
And Joe Jonas?
I don't know which Jonas brother it is. Whatever Jonas brother's on Broadway, our family friend got a chance to get the lead yesterday.
Nick Jonas, Joe Jonas?
There's 100 Jonas brothers. I'm unsure which. So anyway, my wife is there with Brendan. Mm-hmm. My older son lives in North Carolina.
Yeah.
So that leaves me and my daughter to go to Warped Tour. Not only Father's Day, but Saturday, too.
Wow.
It's a two-day affair.
I mean, did you ponder 2 days? Like when you, before it all began?
Yeah, I thought about it. I was like,
That's a lot of concert.
Look, I love Warped Tour. I've gone with my kids multiple years over the years.
You're and literally the gray beard there.
I'm in the upper reaches of the
you
of
gotta
the
be
age
in the top
range.
5%.
Definitely in the top 5%. But here's the thing about Warped Tour now. Like, they're celebrating their 30th year.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, like, 35 to 45-year-olds at Warped Tour that grew up, like, on this music. And now it's like, nostalgia for them.
Yeah.
So, let me just say this. First and foremost, thanks. It means you're in a less crowded area than the rest.
You're not like in a mosh pit.
At like the two main stages, there's these big giant VIP areas. Yeah, so you can get away from the the madness and insanity down near the front of the stage, which I'm not into anyway.
Yeah.
But you get like air-conditioned bathrooms and a, like a VIP bar area.
Nice. And you don't have to go to a porta potty.
And some spots where you can actually find some shade, because Saturday it was on and off like hot and the sun peeking in and out of the clouds on Saturday, like mid-80s. And we forgot our sunscreen in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So both my daughter and I got burned on Sunday. Like, she got worse than I did because she had like an off-the-shoulder like t-shirt. So she got a pretty bad sunburn.
Right.
And I was dumb enough that I was so dumb that I didn't go to the general store, which sold sunscreen, and buy some on Saturday. So she just got burned. You know, I just felt like a bad dad. Brought her home. I was like, man, that's a pretty bad sunburn. It's not great.
Hmm.
But luckily, the weather yesterday was optimal. It was like overcast, and the rain held off until pretty late in the day.
Temps
like
in the 70s.
Until around 7.
Let's get to the bands. Who are you seeing that you're fired up about?
Who
are you seeing?
Now, a lot of these names you're not going to know.
All right, give me the ones I'm going to know.
Have you ever heard of Cartel? Probably haven't. You probably don't
hit the
know
buzz.
Them.
Hit the now, buzz.
I told Valdez this, and his face lit up because he's
Cartel guy.
Well, he's in that age range where he knows who that band is.
If they didn't play it at HFS, I probably don't know it.
Yeah, they're post HFS festival.
Yeah,
like scene. They were really good. Senses Fail were awesome. State Champs are really good. I know that these are not,
I've never heard of any of them.
Bands that are really resonating with you. The biggest name bands that were there, we couldn't stay either night.
We
ran out of steam.
Yeah.
Ran out of steam.
Like, who was there? Like Green Day or something?
Here's who headlined night one. And I was a little bit surprised by this. Machine Gun Kelly headlined day one.
He's supposed to be really good, too.
I don't know, because
this is Cartel?
Yeah, this is Cartel.
I don't mind this.
And last night, I'm sorry, I couldn't wait until 8:45 for Avril Lavigne to take the stage. I like Avril Lavigne. She's got some hits.
Yeah.
But I'm not staying.
You've already seen Avril Lavigne.
I had never seen her, by the way.
You have seen her.
I have?
You've seen her perform one song.
Where did I see Avril Lavigne?
The Grammys. When we went to the Grammys, she performed one song.
At MSG?
All right, I kind of sleep on that. Okay, so I have seen her, so now I feel better.
Yep.
But my daughter and I yesterday, we were like, we're just not staying.
Which one is this? Same thing, same band?
No, this is Avril.
This is Avril.
Oh, this is Avril, sorry.
So she closed last night, but here's my bigger takeaway. And I understand why they do 2 days, because Warped Tour has been gone since 2019. So it coming back is a big deal.
Oh, this is the first time they've had it in 6 years?
2019.
Wow.
Because I went to the last one in Atlantic City, which was amazing, right on the ocean.
I feel like you go on Warped Tour every 2 weeks.
Apparently not, because it's had a 6-year hiatus.
Right.
I think I can only do 1 day of Warp Tour going forward.
Yeah,
two days is a lot.
Like, I couldn't
It's a lot, dude. For a mid-50s guy.
I don't even think I could go to 2 days of like the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
It's just too much walking around.
It's too many people.
Too many people. I mean, it's a big hassle.
There were so many freaking people. I was walking around. I was like, everybody on the planet is at Warp Tour.
Right.
Everybody is here.
What time did you leave your house to get there?
Day one, we got there like right when the doors opened at 11. So I probably left the house at 9:30, drove here, parked, took an Uber, got through the gates, which, by the way, the Uber drops you at the DC Armory, okay? You have to walk from this is your nightmare, EB.
Mm-hmm.
You walk from the DC Armory basically 7/8 of the way around the dilapidated husk RFK. That is now RFK, which is just sad to see it at this point.
So where was the actual show?
On the festival grounds, like the parking lots surrounding RFK.
Oh, my God.
But it's tucked all the way back. Like, you get dropped at the armory, and you got to walk all the way.
How was the visual of that when you have just the dilapidated state? It's not a great look.
It's off to the side.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, you can't escape it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's this big, gigantic, decaying
that thing stadium. That thing will be gone. It's soon. It'll be gone.
Yeah. So we had a great time, but I'm a one-day Warped Tour guy going forward.
I don't know how you did back-to-back.
2 days is just, I mean, I feel like I went like 90 seconds with Tyson. I was going to say 10 rounds, but nobody went 10 rounds with Mike Tyson.
Was it your, when you just brought your daughter, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it you saying let's go, or was it your daughter saying,
both
Dad?
Of us, because we've
I gotta
done,
go. I can't.
It
do
is a nostalgia play, basically. Like oh, she yeah. wanted to go, and we, you know, it's one of our things is going to concerts
mm-hmm.
and Warped Tour is like you don't know when the next one's coming. Like it's been a 6-year gap between the shows, so we went.
And are you just pounding beers?
No, I had one Michelob Ultra. I think it was a 25-ouncer on Saturday, and I just felt like butt later Saturday after I drank it, like just getting pounded by the sun. Mm-hmm. And Sunday I said no booze, just
good for you.
Just gonna drink water.
I don't know how you did that, man.
Good for you. I'm on 16 days of no booze.
Very good.
16 days.
That's a long run.
Pretty easy.
It's a good streak.
Actually, shockingly easy.
By the way, my ears are ringing more than normal, which is bad. I feel like I damaged my hearing 3 to 5% more over the weekend, and I don't have that sort of like wiggle room to just punt away my hearing.
Right.
Didn't bring earplugs. Forgot sunscreen. I treated Vans Warped Tour like I was a rookie.
You've been to an audiologist before, right?
Yes. I went within the last like 3 or 4 months.
Aren't there some treatments for that stuff? I've seen some.
I mean, from the way they were talking to me.
No, you're cooked.
It's basically like you can either just live with it or play music in the background to distract you from the ringing ears. Like it's just not going to go away. It's the soundtrack of my life.
Right. You might want to low-key the concerts from here on out.
Or bring earplugs.
I mean, that's true, too.
Yeah.
That could be helpful.
Bringing earplugs generally minimizes the damage.
I can't imagine going to that. All right, so you had the nice bathrooms.
Yeah.
But just a hurt.
And spots in the, like, you could find little bits of spots in the shade when it was sunny. Like
right.
If you tried really hard.
Right. But overall, how do you grade it?
Oh, I'd give it like an 8 out of 10. We had a great time. It's just the 2 days is just for
it's
me.
Too much.
It's too much.
Why don't you guys just go later in the day? Why do you got to be there at noon?
Yeah, they see the sillies.
Here, I'll tell you exactly
You've
why.
Seen the warm up acts.
It's brilliant by them because they'll throw like
they
a big act
in.
On early in the day sometimes because they don't put the schedule out beforehand. They don't put the they don't tell you the list
because then nobody will go early.
Right. They want people there as early as possible. Though on Sunday, we just gambled and said, we're going to go a little bit later. We're not going to go as soon as like the gates open. We're not showing up at 11. So we showed up like at 1
mm-hmm.
on Sunday.
Didn't miss
Kept
anybody.
Kept a little bit shorter.
Didn't miss anybody that you had
Nobody
otherwise
really of note. We
really
missed like one band we cared about, but then that was
right.
fine.
Right.
Makes you a big silly. Can't you just get the band list ahead of time?
You think I didn't text my guy Pete? And ask him.
He had no
idea. You think
idea?
I didn't ask him?
And he didn't know?
He didn't know.
No idea.
He didn't know.
Well, I know Avril Lavigne's not playing at 2 p.m.
As soon as I saw that she was playing at 8:45, I just looked at my daughter and said,
we're not going to make it.
We're just not going to make it. We both right. simultaneously tapped out and said, we're leaving at 7:30, which, by the way, was good because the Uber driver said if we had waited until the end, the Uber from RFK to here would have cost $100. And I said, we made the right decision.
Right.
Made the right call.
I made my son come home. Like, I was like, dude, you got to come home for Father's Day.
Right.
He's like, okay. Amtrak,
okay.
New York City, normally it's like it was $200 on Father's Day.
They're gouging you for Father's Day.
They gouge you on Father's Day.
Yeah. No, it's surge pricing.
I guess so.
Surge pricing.
I didn't even
all
know that
place.
Was a thing.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So I had a good time, but going forward, I'm a one day Warped Tour guy.
You're a one day guy.
Just, I mean, I'm going to be 55 if they have Warped Tour next year. I'm going to be a one-day guy.
If they do it in 6 years, you might not be here.
6 years, I might be using a walker to get around the RFK Festival grounds. All right, when we come back, we will get into the Nats losing streak. It's at 8 games. Tempers are flaring. Nerves are fraying. Mm. We'll get into some of Davey Martinez's quotes and more about the Nats next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.